Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Night. I can't believe how so many people are so wound up about me going to get the pens. I was going to the pep rally. It was the idea of the B listeners that when they go to Bill's game, yeah. So they don't have to break away and go to the bathroom, they wear adult diapers. And it wasn't just guys, it was ladies too. They're the ones that gave me the idea. Yeah. So yeah, I went shopping.
Well, it was that, and then, you know, you're stinky. Well, you were talking about your cheap deodorant, your dollar deodorant.
Yes.
So hopefully you grabbed deodorant while you were there.
I did. I switched to back to my gel, which is my favorite. Got to pay a little more, but I was tired of smelling like an onion. Also had to pick up some bar soap. Good bar soap.
Come on.
Lather myself up.
Do you just shower with the bar? Are you a bar man?
I'm a bar man.
Ah, you and Steve.
100%.
No washcloth, no loofah, no exfoliation of any kind, just straight up bar to the skin. Does the whole family?
Well, the whole family avoids my shower.
Oh,
and they're with Mama with the body wash. That's what they all prefer. All my kids prefer the body wash. I'm the only one that likes the bar.
Okay, so it's like your bar.
Yeah.
It's pretty exclusive.
Yeah.
I don't know who's using the bar and who's not. All I know is that it gets smaller and then I have to replace it. I do not use the bar. I'm not a bar girl. Can't do it. I have the sensitive skin, all of that stuff for the soap. But then I also don't use a loofah because they're packed full of bacteria. So I use a silicone scrubby.
For your body?
Yes.
What's a body scrubby? I don't know what that is.
It's, well, you just put it on your hand and it's got like little...
It's like a little mitten.
Like a little mitt. But it's silicone, so it won't gather bacteria. So I went for Christmas and I bought everybody a silicone. I bought like a gray colored one for Liam and a navy blue one for Ava. I was like, and I bought one for Steve where it has sat pretty sure since Christmas because all he does is use the bar. He's like, I'm not using what it. I go, no, put it on here.
Oh.
I'm like trying everybody. Guys, the silicone is the way to go. Get out of the bacteria-ridden bar of soap.
The bacteria-ridden? It cleans itself.
I don't know
about
that.
You just go through, and it's just layers and layers. It's self-cleaning every time it runs underwater.
So you're a bar girl?
I mean, I have been a bar girl in the past.
But she lives alone.
Okay.
But if somebody else was in there lathering up with your bar, and then another little one, and then another.
It's self-cleaning. You just gotta rub it around on your hands.
Wait, it's your family that you're claiming
using
the bars.
Oh, I love them to death.
Yeah. What's the big deal?
And you won't share a bar of soap with them?
I'm not saying in an emergency I wouldn't, but I wouldn't like it. Not when there's an option for silicone and body wash. Let's just say when I'm out of body wash, I say I'm out of soap.
Okay. I think old school, everybody used the same thing. I think all with these new products, new technology.
Yes.
Okay. How about in your household? Do you all use the same or no?
When there's bacteria-free options, why would you not?
Okay. You're saying that the bar of soap is ridden with bacteria. It's self-cleaning. Well, it is a bar of soap. What do you use to clean things? Soap.
For me, it leaves
is soap.
Like a film. I don't like bars of soap. It's
okay.
It makes it
you?
All like a film, like an icky film.
Gives you such a good lather. It's nice and bubbly.
Let's just put it this way. Is there all the shelves are used? All the the outside, there's on the side of the bathtub or shower, whatever. There's so many products.
There really
Everybody
are.
Has their own. Is
and
that?
You really don't know what's going on in there. You don't know who's using what.
Exactly. I don't even, I can't keep up with my wife. She's got so many products.
Yeah.
Give me my bar. I'm done. All right. I'm an easy guy. How about you? Oh, you some good laughs this morning. And how about Sarah Silverant's coming this weekend? Del Lago. We got tickets to her show. Overnight stay, hotel rooms, casino play. All part of the world's easiest contest. It's so easy. We just tell you the answer. And you were involved this weekend, Hope, with hanging out, playing some party at an arcade, and did you do good? Did you win?
So, was playing life-size Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Oh, I love that.
Four-player game. Mm-hmm. I'm the only adult, me and a couple eight-year-olds, and mid-game, I get in trouble. They're like, Hope, save some for the kids. Like, they're eight. I'm not trying to, like, I'm not actively trying to, like, take all of the balls from them, but, like, they can stand their ground. They're eight.
So the parents wanted you to let the kids win.
Yes. Listen, when I was a kid, my mom was not just letting us win. So when we did win, we had the satisfaction of knowing we beat an adult. You want to talk about musical chairs? Ain't no way my mom's letting a kid beat her in musical chairs. Nuh-uh.
She's throwing elbows, knocking the kids out of the way.
So you're doing them a favor. Right?
Well, no. I ended up losing because I got in trouble mid-game. They were like, Hope, save some for the kids.
And it's time they learn. They're the ripe age of eight.
Score comes up, and they're like, mad at me. And I'm like, I didn't win. I cut back because I got in trouble.
Did you at least give the little tickets that come out for the prize store? Did you at least
give them my card. I had 252 tickets on there. I was like, go crazy. Yeah. Get a pencil eraser. That's like all you can get.
You just wanted to win. I did the same thing. I'm not going to lie. I have a competitive spirit that comes out in the worst situations. And when we used to take Liam laser tag all the time. And my husband's like, stop. I was like eliminating kids left and right. And he's like, I don't know if the parents are supposed to. I was like, there's other dads in there. There's other dads in there. And they're lasering my kid. I'm lasering their kids. So the adults are all in there. You know, being gym class heroes. And it just, we can't help it. Sometimes it comes out. Mine came out during laser tag. Your gym class hero comes out during Hungry Hippos. Like, it happens to all of us.
I used to help my kids win all those tickets. You know that coin game that it shoots and knocks off the shelving other coins and they drop? For some reason, I'm good at that. And I sit there, boom, ching, tickets come out. My kid's like, You're a pro, Dad. I'm like, yes, I am, with my chest bumped out.
That is the least athletic game in the entire arcade.
There's skill involved.
Yeah, right.
Least athletic. Absolute skill. That's it. Let's go today. After all right. We're going to go coin off. Here we
go. Coin off.
Me and TJ.
I have shin splints from the coin off.
All right, let's make that part of the world's easiest contest. Sarah Silverman, hotel stay, casino play, yeah. Del Lago, the Vine there. It's going to be so much fun this weekend. Got to be 21 years or older on this one. Call number 19 for the world's easiest contest. So what are you claiming my coin game that I'm good at is? The least
athletic.
Athletic. That's it. That's all I got to say.
Is that the answer?
Least athletic. Let it. Call number 19. If you repeat that back to us, you're our big grand prize winner this morning. 585-252-WBEE. You know, 252-9233. 92.5 WBEE, Rochester's new country. We love getting you up close to see your favorite country artists, giving you all the 411. And we got another big announcement coming up at 9 a.m. You are going to love it. 9 a.m. So as you're heading into work, make sure you have us on listening at work so you don't miss this big concert announcement coming up at 9. So as you've been experiencing great things with your daughter Morgan getting married, I thought I was right there with you with my oldest daughter, Mia.
I know.
But we're going on the third week since the breakup. The engagement is off. The destination wedding is off. And she is still worked up. And so, you know, as a dad, you're there, you're listening, giving her support. But yesterday I had to give a little tough love. Like, come on. Okay. It's time to get mad. It's time to close the chapter. You got to take care of yourself. Bet on yourself. Believe in yourself. And I found this book. I sent it to her, Dare to Let Go. Dare to Let Go. It's all about poems about healing and finding yourself. And so she started reading and she's like, wow, this is pretty good, Dad. Thanks. And it explores themes of love, heartbreak, loss, codependency, depression. I mean, a lot of serious stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've been through breakups, and when you're at that age, 26, boy, it hurts you more.
Yeah.
I think, and so when I'm talking to her, I was like, okay, now you got to move forward. All the emotions are out, and I know it's so hard, but we've all kind of gone through a breakup, and you got to move on. There's that point where you got to go to the next chapter.
Oh, this is so hard, though, because I don't want to say it's just not just any breakup, but it's like an engagement. Yeah. Like, you thought that this person had already said that they wanted to spend the rest of their life with you. I can't imagine. That seems like it's like a breakup's hard enough.
Yeah.
But then to have been engaged.
And she says that, you know, I had my life planned out with him. I go, I know that. I know that, honey. But what he's saying back to you and all these red flags, why do you want to be with that? It's out there. The truth's out there. And I think in her mind, she still thinks he's going to change his mind.
One of the best pieces of advice that I ever heard when going through a breakup, as far as like trying to move on, was, why would you want to be with someone who doesn't want to be with you?
There you go. True.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when you're younger, you're holding on for that hope. I'm telling you, I want to blame it on Disney. You know how she loves, Amiya loves Disney, that happy ending. Here it comes. It's going to change around. I'm like, maybe not this time. I don't think so. I mean, when shown the true colors like that. So hopefully that book, she'll keep reading it, Dare to Let Go, poems about healing and finding yourself. And that's what you got to do. I said, listen, you've been in management. You own your own beauty salon. Go back to being a boss lady. Take care of yourself. Find yourself. Get independent. Okay? And don't worry. You're attractive. You're going to find someone along the way. But you got to, that codependency thing.
Mm-hmm.
Get back to being
independent.
If you ever had a book or like Hope given some advice like that and you want to share it with me so I can help my daughter, I would appreciate it. 585-252-W.